Well, a God morning to you. Welcome back to the God School. This is thegodschool.com. You can find on the internet. There's close to 900 messages that have been recorded, any one of which you, using your computer, can have access to, again, at thegodschool.com. So, this week, I was moved, having read a line out of a verse out of the book of Galatians, and I'll read it now, for over 17 years. This has been a ministry built on grace, peace from God, and faith from God. And we are so bombarded today, it's almost scary how much the news wants to cover the death, funeral, and election of a new pope. I am not against Catholics. I was born and raised a Catholic. Even in my early adult years, I used to go on retreat and have discussions at that time with priests, and I was having a difficult time. You know, I was about 25, 26 years old. you know, faithful, I think, to some extent in the Catholic faith, and having trouble. The priest just expressed to me, and it's where I bought my first Bible, by the way. And I didn't like it when I started reading it, because all it would tell it was telling me is that I was a sinner, and I couldn't get any hope out of it. That's not God's fault, that's mine. But discussing my problems with the priest, he said, "You know, you just got to have faith." And I said, "Faith in what?" He said, "In the church." Well, thank God for the next almost 40 years. God has been, over 40 years, God has been teaching me through a gift of a pastor and teacher, his word. And I'll say this, to some, it's old. To others, it might be new. Faith is simple. It is acting on the promises of God as though they are more real than anything that we might see, feel, or encounter in this life that might be contrary to his promises. The man or woman of faith continues to hold on to God's promises until the circumstance changes, or he's drawn into eternity where God's word is forever settled. Now, having said that, I hope, communicate something very important. Find it in the book of Galatians, second chapter, 16th verse. And it says, "Knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith," listen, "by the faith of Jesus Christ, even we have, it, King James says, believe. No, even we have faith in Jesus Christ, that we might be justified by the faith of Christ and not by the works of the law, for by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. Now, to those who are listeners and participants with this ministry, this is going to be old school to you, but we need to properly translate this verse. And to properly translate it, you need to understand when in the New Testament you encounter the word just, you encounter the word justified, you encounter the word justification. They are the same words and come from the same root as righteous, righteousness, righteousifying. And therefore, properly translated, this would say, knowing that a man is not righteousified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ. Even we have faith in Jesus Christ, that we might be righteousified by what? By the faith of Jesus Christ, and not by the works of the law, for by the works of the law there shall no flesh be righteousified. There's nothing you can do, because we, in our natural state, in our fleshly state, are sinners, plain and simple. Not only you, but me. And I know it better than anybody else that knows me, that I'm a sinner. But God says in Ephesians chapter 2, I'm going to read verses 6, 7, 8, and 9. Actually, let's go to verse 5, chapter 2, Ephesians. Even when we were dead in sins. Nobody believes that, or very few people understand that. Even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ, that by grace ye are saved, and has raised us up together, and made us sit together in the heavenlies in Christ Jesus. That's Christianity. If Christ is in you, you're in him. And if that happening, if those are happening, you are a Christian, a little Christ is what the word means, that in the ages to come he might show off the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are ye saved through faith, that not of yourself. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. God, in his grace, has gifted those whom he chose, Ephesians 1:4, before the foundation of the world, those he chose for himself in Christ, before the foundation of the world. God gives those people the gift of faith, but it's not my faith. And it's not your faith that righteousifies us, that makes us righteous. It is the faith of Jesus Christ. Now, folks, these are not the words of men that you're hearing. This is the word of God. And Jesus himself said, "Thy word is truth." Thy word in the Greek is aletheia. The synonym for aletheia, translated truth, is reality. The reality of the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ is that even though we were dead in our sins, God has given us life by grace through faith. Which is a gift of God, even, it says, not of yourselves, said, what is it? Even the faith of Jesus Christ. How many of you understand the relationship that God our Father and Jesus Christ our Savior had? It was one of faith. Jesus. We don't have this term in the English language, or at least it's not very widely used. Jesus was a father. God was a father. God said, "Let us make man in our image." And the discussion was, "Oh, Father, what if man misuses the freedom that we have ourselves?" And Jesus Christ stepped forward, and now this is not scripture, but I'm trying to give you some understanding of not only the relationship that Jesus and our Father had, but that we ought to have with our Father. And we ought to have the understanding and the confidence of God's faithfulness. Kind of goes like, what if they misuse it? Jesus steps up and says, "Well, I'll stand in their place and I'll be," you know, you have to go to the end of the Bible, the book of Revelation, to read that phrase, "Lamb slain from the foundation of the earth." Jesus pledged that he would step in and give the perfect life that those whom God has chosen might be redeemed. And in eternity become what God initially spoke. Let us make man in our image. And God, our Father, responded to Jesus by saying, "If you do this, I will raise you up from the dead and give you a name above every name, above heaven, above earth, above things beneath the earth." The relationship is faith, not works. I don't care what that book of James says. Martin Luther called it a right straw little epistle. In fact, he questioned whether James even wrote it. That's not the subject today. The subject today is faith, the gift of faith, that gift being the faith of Jesus Christ. What does it do? Romans 1:17 says, "For therein is a righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, from pisteo to piston." When we operate in that gift of faith God has given us, God adds the faith of Jesus, piston. Two different words in the Greek. As it is written, the righteous shall live by faith. Romans 3:22. Even the righteousness of God, which is by the faith of Jesus Christ, unto all and upon all them that are faithing, is the proper translation, for there is no difference. Let me point something out. Virtually all modern translations translate this verse, Romans 3:22, this way, which is by faith in Jesus Christ. Folks, please, please, please get this picture of God our Father. It's not what we can do for God. It's not our faith in Him. It's what He has done for us, even the faith of Jesus Christ. Romans 3:28, therefore, we conclude that a man is righteousified by faith without the deeds of the law. Romans 8:3 says, for what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, our sinful nature, from our parents. The parents of the race, Adam and Eve, they fell short. That's what sin is. Hamartia is the word used in the New Testament. It simply means to fall short. A miss is as good as a mile. In that it was weak through the flesh, God, sending His own Son in the likeness of sinning flesh, for sin, condemned sin in the flesh. He took all our sins upon Himself. Back to the verse we started. Galatians 2:16, knowing that a man is not righteousified by the works of the law, but by the faith of, not in, faith of Jesus Christ. Even we have faith in and Jesus Christ. And this little preposition in denotes a place. And Paul's talking to faithers in this book of Galatians. And he's stating a truth about our position with God. And it's in Jesus Christ. Even we have faith in Jesus Christ that we might be righteousified by the faith of Christ, and not by the works of the law, for by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. Following that right up, Paul goes on to say, but if, while we seek to be righteousified by Christ, we ourselves are found sinners, we are. Is therefore Christ the minister of sin? Absolutely not. King James says, God forbid. No, absolutely not. For if, Paul speaking, if I build again the things which I destroyed, I make myself a transgressor. If he goes back and starts preaching the law, he makes himself a transgressor. Transgressor. For I, through the law, am dead to the law, that I might live unto God. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live again by the faith of the Son of God, that's Jesus Christ, who loved me and gave Himself for me. I do not frustrate the grace, the unmerited favor of God. For if righteousness came by the law, then Christ died in vain. Well, then, Romans 3:24 says, wherefore, or why then, the law? Wherefore, the law was our schoolmaster to bring us to Christ, that we might be righteousified by faith. If you knew the law and you ever tried to keep it, if there was a scintilla of honesty in you, you knew you did not live up to 100% perpetual, perfect performance of the law. And that's what the law was designed to do, to show you you couldn't do it. And the law was designed to bring us to Christ. That we might be righteousified by faith. But after that faith has come, we are no longer under a schoolmaster. For ye are all children of God by faith in Christ. I'll take in Christ here because it puts us in the place that we are. As we live now in the flesh, that life we live by the faith of the Son of God who is loving us. Boy, I'm stretching my voice today because I'm getting a little excited here, I guess. For ye are all children of God by faith. And you're in Christ. Just want to read a little bit more about the law out of the epistle to the Hebrews, the 7th chapter. It says, for there was truly a disannulling of the commandment going before the weakness and unprofitableness thereof. The law was made nothing perfect, but the bringing in of a better hope did, by the which we draw nigh unto God. But this man, because he continueth ever speaking of Jesus Christ, has an unchangeable priesthood, wherefore he is able to save them to the uttermost that come to God by him, by Jesus, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for us. This word, to the uttermost, means complete, forever, entirely, through all time. This word, intercession, and to And Tuchano is the Greek. The en in the preface of the word intensifies the word. The word ichano means to hit the bullseye, spot on. It means to hit the mark. And it is Jesus that helps us hit the mark. It is in Jesus that we have hit the mark. We may not see it yet, but God, what did it say as we began this? Message today. That in the ages to come, He, God, might show off the exceeding riches of His grace in His kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. Now, 42 years, folks, I've been on this faith journey, and I'm not here to proclaim that as I have been living this life of faith and have come to an understanding that it is by the faith of Christ, I'm not telling you that everything has been rosy in this life. There's a lot that has not. But I am here to tell you that, as it said in the book of Jeremiah, that God, that I have an understanding, that God has exercised oft times in my life loving kindness and reminded me that the judgment that was due me was laid upon Christ. And that God exercises righteousness, that is covenant keeping. God is faithful. He will, whatever the circumstance we might find ourselves that seems to deny the veracity, the truth of the Word of God, God will see us through. He's done it for, I can look back, even before I even knew the Word of God, and see God's loving kindness in my life. And I hope that you also have that understanding, that we all might continue in faith and have the understanding that it is the faith of Jesus Christ that brings us into a relationship with God our Father that will reign throughout eternity. The faith of Christ started it. The faith of Christ will continue. The faith of Christ will bring us home. We have no confidence in the flesh, but all confidence in Jesus Christ and in God our Father, that we might continue in His grace through faith that is continually finding a promise of God that fits our daily circumstance and hang on to it and walk in the reality and confidence of God's word. Faith in the Greek. The word is pisteo, and it is an action. It's a verb, not a noun, pisteo. It's a verb. It is an act based upon a belief sustained by confidence, and our faith is in God's word, and God is faithful. He'll see us through, and that is the God School for today.